Welcome back to Crime City, Colorado. I'm Cammy.
I'm Adriana.
She has no idea what to say.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Obviously, Kylie's not here.
She moved.
She did move, but she'll be here next week. Anyone new to the show, every once in a while, Kylie cannot be here, so I'm able to talk kid number one, Adriana, into recording with me instead.
Hey.
Don't worry, she's almost as stupid as Kylie when it comes to geography.
That's it, though. I know people.
Ron. She also thought New Zealand was smack dab in the middle of Europe.
Hey, I was the one that told her that because I also did. I asked her, I was like, do you know where New Zealand is? Because I felt like I was going to be stupid if she knew, but she didn't either. So we're both stupid.
I wasn't surprised. But Adriana also made me laugh this week because she was watching some true crime shit, sending me a few that were here in Colorado, all of which we've already covered. But she's a shit supporter. I already know that. One of them was one that she recorded with us.
Yeah, I went back and was like, oh, shit. Look at that. Shit. Don't remember this happening.
No clue. She's a little stupid.
My bad.
Yeah, you're bad. Well, it ain't my bad.
Yeah.
So, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. This is a recent case. So, it's maybe pretty fresh in the minds of those from Colorado. It's all over the news. Might have been nationwide. I don't know. I know Adriana will know this case once we start getting into it. I was able to get the arrest affidavit. And as usual, some names have been redacted.
Redacted.
Your sister hates that word. Gets pissed off every time I say it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. She gets very triggered on certain words.
Redacted.
That's redacted and material.
That one is dumb, but it still doesn't warrant the anger she has for
it. Yeah, she gets very, very angry with me if I say names have been redacted. Why don't you just say removed? Because that doesn't piss you off.
That's the word.
Well, it doesn't piss you off. Why would I say it? Angela Dawn Prey. Was born April 15th, 1979. Do you have anything to say about the age of that?
That's your age.
Oh, usually your sister's like, she's old as fuck.
Oh, I just know what year you're born.
She's actually older than me by like 6 months.
Well, it's your year.
In Dodge City, Kansas, to Donald and Elizabeth Prey, she was the youngest of 10 kids.
Fuck no.
Hell no.
I got one and I'm out.
Yeah. Angela, who went by Ange, married Craig James... Nope, she didn't. James Craig. Nope, she didn't.
Try again. Try one more time.
She married some guy.
Yeah, one more shot.
I don't know the name. It's like James Tolliver Craig. That's what it was.
It's Greg?
Craig.
Oh, so Craig.
Craig. James Craig is his name. He's
got two first names?
No. Yeah, because Craig is his last name. And Tolliver is his middle name. That's why I was thinking Tolliver was his last name. It is not.
Yeah. Okay. Weird guy.
He goes by James.
James. I'm in a band.
On December 18th of 99 is when they were married. Ange made the joke that they got out of Dodge by moving out of Dodge City.
Oh, funny. Ange. Jesus.
Dad jokes all the way around.
Yeah. Okay. Ange.
And they moved to Denver. I don't know why. Why would you do that?
Well, it was probably nice then.
In 99, it was starting to go downhill.
But, better than it is now.
Well, yeah. And James would go on to have 6 children.
So I have 16 kids?
6. Ange was really big into her church as she was part of the Mormon faith. She spent a lot of time at the church. She was the choir director, a teacher, youth organization leader. She organized youth. I don't know. Put these kids in this group, this kids in this group. You're organized. She was also a family history consultant. We've already discussed. We don't know what the fuck that is. She worked on her own family's history and then helped others complete theirs. I just tell everyone to go to ancestry.com. She was highly respected in the church, well-liked in the community. No one's going to say that when I die.
No one's going to say shit about me when I die. I will have no one there.
Yeah, I'll already be dead.
It'll just be Riley and me in a little fucking container.
Yep. Yeah, because I'll already be dead. So, yeah, it's going to be very strange. They're going to be like, she was a fucking bitch.
They're just going to, we don't know this lady. She fucking never left her house.
You can bring your cat.
Well, he better be long dead.
Touche. Touche. On March 15th, 2023, at 11 a.m., Angela's brother brought her to University Hospital, Aurora. Angela was complaining of a severe headache and was very dizzy. James, Angela's husband, I don't know why I said that because we've already discussed that guy, met them at the hospital at 2 p.m. Angela started to decline. She started to seize and was eventually placed on life support in the ICU of the hospital. Medical staff could not find any reason for her condition or why she declined so rapidly.
I have a theory.
James, who is a dentist, sent a text to his business partner, Ryan, letting him know that Angela was in the hospital and that her condition was critical.
Well,
Ryan's in a band. No. Ryan and his wife, Michelle, also came to the hospital as they're both really good friends of James and Angela. When Ryan and Michelle arrived at the hospital, Ryan grabbed someone on the nursing staff and told them that he believed that Angela had been poisoned.
He's a narc. He's a piece of shit.
Narc.
Fucking Ryan.
Are you or are you not
a fat knack? Fucking why? Literally though, why would you just hey immediately like he's poisoned? What happened that he knew that she was getting poisoned?
No, maybe you know on cartoons they have the bottle with the
dead thing on it.
The skull and crossbones. He saw him do it with the skull and crossbones.
She's well. Fucking piece of shit.
Ryan told the nurse that James had recently bought potassium cyanide for their dental practice, and there was absolutely no
try again.
There was absolutely no reason to ever need that in a dental office.
Well, yeah. Why didn't he say something, though, when it came in? Like, why do we have arsenic? Right. Or not arsenic, cyanide.
And be like, sir?
He waited till the wife was on her deathbed to be like, hey, we have cyanide.
Yeah. Well, I'm putting two and two together. Why do we have cyanide?
Fucking dummy.
Since the nurse is a mandatory reporter, she called the police. But, you know, as a dentist, you're also a mandatory reporter.
Yeah, why didn't he just call the fucking popo?
Yeah, I'm a mandatory reporter.
I'm not.
No, you're not. Stay-at-home moms, not mandatory. Nah.
Just living.
You just get to thrive.
Living like Larry.
Who the fuck is Larry?
You're too old. It's SpongeBob.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The listeners will love that.
Okay. They're going to go, what the fuck? I think half of them are your age.
Yeah, see?
Well, one of them you went to school with.
Sup, John?
How'd you know who it was?
Because you sent me a screenshot. You said, don't you know this guy?
Ah, my bad.
He was the one that lived.
I know where he lived. Yeah. Him and his fiance, Cece.
Yeah. Hey, John C. I don't want to say your full name on the internet.
On the interweb.
Jonathan C. I don't know if he goes by John or Jonathan. I really don't. I worked with him at McDonald's, too. He quit by jumping out of the window.
Wow.
Yeah, he just put, I quit, and then jumped out the freaking drive-thru.
I kind of want to do that.
Yeah. It was iconic. It was pretty cool.
I kind of want to do that. That I wish I would have seen that. How come it wasn't videotaped?
It probably was, but we were just like, why are none of these cars moving? Because he was doing the taking money in the first window.
Yeah.
He went back there and just a note, I quit. It's gone.
Iconic. Yeah. That's great. Good times.
You're an icon, John. I think about it all the time.
Oh, that's funny. Ryan reported to police that him and James. I'm just making up names today. Have been business partners since he took over ownership of James Dental Practice in August of 22. The practice had been struggling financially. Although he had recently taken over the practice, he had known James for over 20 years and had gone to dental school with him. And it's not like, you know, cool school where you guys get to wear togas and shit. It's just molars and wisdom teeth.
Yeah, boring.
Ryan told police that James had filed bankruptcy in 2021 and was on the verge of having to do it again in 2023. Fucking learn.
Nothing.
In 2 years, you have learned nothing.
Okay, try one more time, guy.
Ryan also told police that James had told him in January of that year that James and Angela had been having marital problems. And this was not the first time Angela had gotten sick.
Well, is this the first time he's mentioned cyanide?
No. March 6th. Angela went to Parker Adventist Hospital. The office manager, Caitlin, reported to police that she was working late and saw James come back into the office after hours. Red flag number one. I'm done talking.
Yeah, try one fucking more time, Mom.
Caitlin noticed that James was in an exam room with the lights off using the computer. She said, well, that's weird because he has an entire office with a computer of his own and a laptop that he regularly takes to and from the office. Red flag number two. James left, and 30 minutes later, he sent Caitlin a text telling her he was going to be getting a personal package delivered to the office and instructed her not to open it. Dun, dun, dun.
I was going to do that, but I had a burp stuck, and I got scared.
Yeah, come that bleh. On March 13th, 2023, that package arrived. Caitlin saw it on the front desk, and it had been opened. Oops.
Who opened it?
Caitlin learned that another employee had opened it.
Oh, no. She's going to get fired.
Fucking fired. Caitlin forgot that James was expecting a personal package, so she looked inside the box and saw a biohazard sticker and a bottle that said potassium cyanide. She realized that the package was for James, so she closed it back up, sealed it, and gave it back to him. See, I cannot do that. I could not do that. I'd be like, I walk in his office and be like, hey, this got opened, and what the fuck do you need potassium cyanide for? You're not a miner looking for gold, and you're not developing film for a camera, so start talking.
Like, okay, should I be concerned for your wife?
And I noticed your wife was in the hospital a couple days ago.
What is going on, James?
James, start talking, bitch.
Dr. Craig.
Caitlin Googled potassium cyanide. And what it was used for.
She needs to Google cyanide?
Apparently.
Caitlin.
She's honey. An office manager.
Fuck. Watch one thing on TV.
Yeah. Well, you know, people. Some people just don't understand how to crime.
She's just going to Google it. It's cyanide, bitch.
What she got was a list of symptoms. Identical to what Angela had when she went to the hospital on the 6th. Weird.
Imagine that.
When Caitlin heard Angela was back in the hospital on March 15th with the same symptoms, she was like, oh, fuck no. She called someone named Jacqueline and told her everything she knew about the package, and they both went to the hospital.
Oh, Jacqueline's like a coworker?
Yeah.
I'm like, are we supposed to know who Jacqueline is?
She's a coworker. I think she's another partner in the firm. When they got to the hospital, well, the thing is they were supposed to redact her name, and they didn't.
Fucking so, Jacqueline.
So they didn't redact her name. Oops.
Sorry, Jackie.
Yeah. They didn't put her whole name in there. Just
sorry, Jackie, that works with Craig.
Yeah. That James. Fucking guy. When they got to the hospital, they met with Ryan, and they all spoke to James for a few minutes before he got a call from a doctor, and he stepped away. While he was on the phone with the doc, a nurse came to speak with him. This is when Ryan told the nurse they believe Angela was poisoned. As they were leaving, they see James crying over the call with the doctor. When they returned to their cars, Ryan got a call from James. It was connected to Ryan's car over Bluetooth so everyone could hear the conversation.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm not sure who was all in Ryan's car. As again, names are redacted, but I would assume his wife, Michelle, would have been one of them. James said that he had heard some disturbing information and asked Ryan if he had said something to the hospital staff. Ryan told him that he did speak to the nurses about this incident and that he knew about the package that was delivered to the office for James. James has said that the package was a ring for Angela, and he had wanted to surprise her.
It just says cyanide on it, stupid. Get out of your fucking head, Ryan.
You surprised her, all right, but there was no ring.
With death?
Dun, dun, dun. Ryan was like, dude, I know what was in the package, and I know damn well it was not a ring. James said the package was never opened, so Ryan could not possibly know what was in it. Ryan was like, no, it was definitely opened. And it was definitely not a ring. Ryan then flat asked him why he would buy potassium cyanide. James eventually changed his story and said that is what the box contained, but said Angela had asked him to order it. He said Angela asked him to order it because she does not have the proper credentials to do it. But he didn't think she would actually take it.
Just don't buy it then, James.
Yeah. So now we're going to try and make this look self-induced.
Jesus Christ.
James described the situation as being similar to a game of chicken.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, James.
Yeah, James, just shut the fuck up. Ryan Maybe told him to stop talking and get an attorney. Probably sound advice, because James, you sound like a fucking idiot, and not one person is going to believe that bullshit story.
Should have at least tried to make a story in case you got caught.
A ring?
Yeah. Someone opened it, stupid.
If he's telling the nurses that she may have been poisoned, where do you think they would have gotten that information? You don't.
They made it up.
Yeah. Michelle, Ryan's wife, spoke to detectives and gave a very similar account to what happened. She reported that Angela first became ill on March 6th and took herself to Parker Adventist. Angela was complaining of being very dizzy and weak. She was checked out in the hospital and discharged same day with no real diagnosis. On March 9th, Angela again got sick, went back to the same hospital. She was admitted to the hospital and discharged on March 24th.
No one thought to tell the wife, your husband's poisoning you?
Right. So from March 9th to March 14th is when she was in the hospital. Again, no diagnosis. They could not figure out what was causing her symptoms. The very next day, March 15th, she was brought to University Hospital by her brother. Nobody was like, hey, could we do a toxicology and check for...
And no one could tell the victim, hey, we think your husband's poisoning you. Right. Stop fucking going home with him and drinking from whatever he's giving you.
Yes.
Or eating.
Or any of that. Michelle had told investigators that her and James had been texting each other because she was a professor and has a PhD in nursing. She said she was trying to help to diagnose Angela, so she had James text her with updates since no one was able to figure out what exactly was happening. Michelle provided screenshots of her conversation with James to investigators. I read through the text. At one point, James told Michelle that Angela had low blood pressure and was vomiting. Her blood tests were coming back normal. There really was not anything in the text messages that was overly interesting. He told Michelle about the tests that they were doing, including CTs, MRIs. She did have high glucose levels when they arrived in the ER, but those were back down to normal. Michelle and James kicked a few ideas back and forth of what the issue might be, and then he sends this text. If it wasn't my wife, this would be kind of a fun puzzle to try and work out.
Fucking great, James.
Be like, oh, wow. Well, he's single now, ladies.
And let me say, James, I think you know. It's fun because you know the answer.
Right, and you're just watching them run around in circles.
Fucking twat.
And you already know. He was sad because she was lethargic and not laughing at his jokes.
They probably weren't even fucking funny, James.
Right? Your name's James. It's not funny.
Fucking idiot.
Dude, priorities. Then on March 15th, when she was taken to university, he sent two photos of the emergency room that Angela was in, and she was surrounded by medical staff. He texted Michelle and said, crashed, intubated. Doc says she should be mentally responsive, but she isn't. Doc says she is very, very worried. Okay. March 16th, the morning after Angela was taken to the hospital, Ryan received a call from James around 9 a.m. Ryan did not answer. Then Ryan received a text message from James, and I'm going to read it to you word for word, and it's fucking long. I don't know why people have to fucking send.
Just call her.
Yeah, just call and leave a voicemail if I don't answer.
Voice memo.
Because now the shit's in writing.
Also stupid.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my patient load today. You're welcome. I want to make an urgent plea to you.
Oh, dear.
If we were ever friends, Adriana's farting.
Fucking lotion just exploded.
If we were ever friends, please do this for me. Please don't talk to anyone about what we talked about last night, including any law enforcement officers.
Oh.
Okay. Absolutely. Just for you.
Not suspicious.
You are under no obligation to answer their questions unless you are served a subpoena. And you will do more damage than good to my family by continuing to insert yourself into this. Angela is gone, and I am devastated. There is nothing that you can bring her back. And I want desperately to tell you all of the details so that you can better understand what's gone on behind the scenes with her. There is so, so much that you don't know that I wish you did. If you knew everything, this would make so much sense to you, but there's no use in telling you right now.
Oh, convenient.
Yeah. You and I have a history of you and the other partners and Jackie, I'm assuming that's Jacqueline, all talking about me behind my back and deciding what you think is best. And then you are always the fall guy that has to pull the trigger or tell me what you have decided about me. In fact, yesterday you didn't even come to me. I had to seek you out. You have never given me the advantage of talking with me first. You just decide and then act and hope I'll pick up the pieces later. This is a pattern in our business dealings and now has become a factor in our personal dealings. What the fuck are you babbling about?
Yeah, well, it's murder, sir. Yeah. I can talk to you if I need, or I'm not going to talk to you about it.
Let me paint a picture for you of what this has done. Yesterday, I had to tell my kids their mom was not going to wake up and they were there to say their final goodbyes. That was at 6:45 p.m. The hospital said we could bring the kids up to say goodbye at that time. But because of the investigation you opened by your incomplete information, side note, it has nothing to do with the fact that he murdered her.
Yeah, not at all.
They had to wait. The hospital made those poor, grieving, hysterical kids wait till after 10 o'clock to see their mom. After an hour or so of saying goodbye to her, we went home just before midnight, only to have our house sealed against our entry by the police. Instead of getting to go home and find comfort, they were met with flashing lights and cold, unfeeling cops. And the kids, scared and confused, had to go sleep at the home of a ward member. Family is starting to come into town today, and I have to tell them they can't come to my house and try to explain why. Well, you're a murderer. That's why.
I fucking killed her.
I have to hire a homicide attorney, which isn't a thing. It's a defense attorney. Yeah. To make sure I don't end up being painted in the light that you know some hungry DA is anxious to paint me in because I am most likely going to be charged, even though that is absolutely not what happened.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, sir, they have to have evidence. So clearly there's something.
Ryan, I understand why you did what you did. I do. I get it. But if you had come to me personally, man to man, instead of talking to everyone else about what you thought you knew, I might have let you in on some details that would have made you less likely to cause this horrible storm. Yeah, it's all Ryan. Man, Ryan, if you had only put me higher on your list of priorities instead of putting everyone else's opinions and gossip ahead of me. For that, I am very, very mad at you. I couldn't even say it without laughing.
Yeah, okay.
I have talked to you about this multiple times, but you don't seem to care. And now that you thought, and now what you thought was responsible was reckless and so, so destructive. And so I'm asking, if there was ever any love in your heart for me, please don't make this any worse by talking to any officers or anyone else about this unless you are legally forced to. And whoever else is on the team that think is going to be questioned, I would ask that you privately ask them to honor this request too. Also, please do not respond to this text message until I text you again.
It sounds like what I used to do when you would take my phone at night. Like, yeah. Don't respond to this text. My mom's taking my phone.
Yeah. Now, I'm an asshole. And because I'm an asshole, this is how I would respond to that text right away. The phone you are texting is being monitored by Aurora Police Department Major Crimes Unit. Any messages to and from this phone are being monitored in reference to warrant number 91879. If you have questions about this submission, contact dispatch.
Just be like, fuck you, James.
And just to have him fucking panic. Like,
why are you fucking...
Yeah.
Just shut up. You murdered your wife.
Yeah. And now you're trying to gaslight me. You're trying to... victim blame. You're trying to shift blame. Shut the fuck up.
Just fucking let... They're going to have proof. They're not just going to arrest you because I said you poisoned her.
Right. They're not going to just take my word for it. They're going to go, oh, he did? Okay, sir, you're under arrest.
Yeah, you're under arrest for life.
Yep, because he said so.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sucks to be you, James.
Yeah. So, this message was sent at 9 a.m. on the 16th. He's telling Ryan Angela's gone. Detectives go to the hospital to speak with staff. On the same day, around noon, detectives are told that she arrived at the hospital the day before, around 11. At 2 p.m., she had a seizure, and doctors had a hell of a time intubating her. She was suffering from lack of oxygen, had no pupil reaction, and began to have increased intracranial pressure. She was sent immediately to the ICU. Detectives learned that Angela was still in ICU on life support.
So she wasn't dead?
She's not dead.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
She had no brain activity. They do believe that they do not believe she's going to make it through the night.
Well, but still, he made that whole story up about his children.
She's
being
gone
upset,
and I'm devastated and blah, blah, blah. She's not dead.
She's fucking, she's kicking.
Yep. They have not said she's brain dead. So until they have declared her brain dead, she is still among the living.
What a twat.
Yeah. I'm like, you fucker. Caitlin was contacted by investigators and was requested to come in for an interview. Caitlin came in and said she had been in the office. She had been the office manager for this dental practice for 6 months. Caitlin said on March 6th, the day Angela first got sick, she knew that Angela and James had worked out together in the morning. James had made her a protein shake or pre-workout shake, and James had given her extra protein because Angela was feeling sluggish. After the workout, Angela was feeling dizzy and faint, and James eventually took her to the hospital. Gee, wonder what the extra protein was.
Arsenic.
Yep. Or cyanide. Or both. Caitlin said she started noticing weird things around the office. All right. Like the night James was in the exam room using the computer with lights off. That's still weird. It was weird he was using that computer, like I said, but also weird that he was in the office after his wife was literally just in the hospital that day. She did confirm that it was not normal for James to use the computer in the exam room. Angela was in the hospital again during this time frame for constantly throwing up, and they were unable to find a diagnosis. When Angela was admitted to the hospital, James would talk to Caitlin and tell her he did not think his wife was going to make it, and then immediately start talking about business in the office. So my wife might die, but you know, we should get some new chairs in here.
Yo, I wouldn't even be in the office. Like, what do you mean? Yeah.
And we should probably order some more paper clips.
Just take my fucking name off this thing at this point. I need a minute.
Yeah. You're not going to hear from me for a fucking while,
God,
right?
God, what a fucking dick.
Yeah. My wife might not make it, but you know what we need in here? We need better magazines.
And really abstract art on the walls.
It's like, oh, fucking okay. So she found it odd that his wife's in dire medical condition and he's more concerned about the dental practice. When the package was delivered, Caitlin saw that it had been opened. She's the one who repackaged it and closed it and handed it to James. She said in the 6 months she's worked there, no one had ever ordered that before because you don't need cyanide.
Yeah, because didn't you Google it, lady?
She had no idea what it was for, so she's Googled it. That's where she learned the side effects of ingesting it. Every single symptom listed is what Angela had. Caitlin reported that when Angela was discharged, Angela also accused James of poisoning her. Angela made the comment to James, there are poisons they don't test for. Well, if you Angela, if you're that concerned about it, why wouldn't you tell the doctor, hey,
this is specifically what I saw.
I think my husband is poisoning me. I think you need to fucking check me.
Well, and they, if they know what to look for, they'll test for it.
Absolutely. Angela was sent home on oxygen because, I don't know if you guys knew this, cyanide is, well, actually removes the oxygen from your blood cells. So she's basically
suffocating. You know,
suffocating.
Fucking A.
Fuck a B.
Fucking James.
This guy. Caitlin told investigators that James and Caitlin were having, nope, I did not. James and Caitlin were not having marital issues, but him and Angela were.
Mom, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he didn't want a divorce.
No, James and Caitlin were having, oh my God.
God damn it.
James and Angela were having marital issues because James had mentioned that he had asked for a divorce.
Ah.
Opposite.
And she's Mormon.
Yeah.
So isn't that like not allowed?
I mean, it takes a long time, I understand. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about the Mormon Church, but you have to go through all the steps. You have to, I believe you have to go to counseling, and I'd have to ask my cousin. She's of that faith. She said James had been distant from time to time at work and would sometimes leave for lunch because him and Angela were fighting. Same. Child Protective Services came in and interviewed the kids and James. James made statements, and this cracked me up because I don't know how anyone would believe this shit. To the CPS worker, that Angela had been suicidal and had been for some time. James reported that he even had to revive Angela on several occasions over the last few months. James asked for a divorce in December of 22, and since then, Angela's depression and suicidal ideations had increased.
She's still alive, isn't she?
Yeah.
Can't they ask her?
She's intubated.
Oh, yeah.
So, no. I mean, they could. I don't think she'd answer.
That's fair.
So James believed that Angela was purposely overdosing on opioids and another unknown substance. James never reported any of these incidents and never got medical attention for her during or after these alleged overdose attempts that he was able to revive her from. James also never got her any substance abuse help or any help for her depression. Why? Because it's all bullshit.
And if he's doing CPR, she'd have broken ribs if he's doing it right. So they'd have to go to
and
the hospital.
Somebody would be questioning why he needs all this Narcan.
Or just, the cyanide.
Yeah, or cyanide. Well, apparently not questioning the cyanide that well.
That's fine. We're allowed to have cyanide.
Cyanide in a dental office, no one's questioning.
I feel like that should be a little bit more regulated.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, why? I have questions.
And also, one vial, like if you're going to be using it for something, you would think you'd buy it at mass.
Yeah, I'm going to need a pallet.
Fucking. Dude didn't think his plan.
At all.
What?
He didn't even have a backup. Like, what am I going to do if somebody who did see this, what am I going to say? He had no backup.
Just Google good reasons to have cyanide.
He is a dumbass. He told the CPS worker that he is sure her toxicology would come back with substances in her system, but he's not sure what. My dying ass, you know every single substance she has had. So the CPS worker wanted to talk to investigators about this because none of the children mentioned anything about their mom being depressed, suicidal, or had any history of overdoses or suicidal attempts. And, like, two of her kids were, like, over the age of 18.
Oh, yeah, so they'd know.
So, yeah, it's not like we're dealing with three-year-olds.
Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, no, my mom's great.
Yeah,
she's fine.
Yeah, I had to watch my dad revive her four times.
Yeah, she's actually, like, really into Jesus right now.
Yeah, she's solid.
Fucking Christ.
She did not believe that Angela had so many suicide attempts with James being the only person in the world knowing about it. Valid.
Yeah.
She believes he's trying to build a cover story for what happened. Again, valid. Search warrants were issued for James's house and the dental office, as well as for James's phone, laptop, and Angela's phone. Items taken from the home included multiple types of protein powder, multiple types of workout-style shakers. I have one of those. I don't know where the little ball thing is for it, though. Computer tablet, two different Ziploc baggies with white powdery substances that were not labeled. I know, that's my first thing I thought of. I'm like, we're doing coke too? God damn.
Shit, maybe she did OD.
A water bottle that was located on an exercise bike. I have no exercise machines in my house.
Is that suspicious, a water bottle next to it?
Well, remember, she was working out and he gave
it. Oh, yeah, that was the neck.
So he may have put it in that. Duh.
Fucking James. He just left it everywhere all over the house. There's arsenic everywhere for my kids to get to.
Yeah, I'm like, he didn't even try.
We got baggies of arsenic up in here, bitch.
Did you even watch any true crime shows ever?
Yeah, just watch one Forensic Files. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Or a cold. You can even watch a cold case file if you really.
Fuck those. I need answers. I hate those.
I like those because, you know, I like to see how they've fixed it after, you know, 40 years.
Fuck you.
At the dental office, they seized the hard drive from the computer in the exam room that James had been using on March 6th. Detectives looked through Angela's phone and read the texts to and from Jason. Jason? Who's Jason?
Don't James. Know. Try again.
I'm just making up names. They were like, what a normal, they're like literally what a normal couple texts about, like you and your husband. They talk about their day, their kids. It did not appear from reading the text that their marriage was on the rocks at all. On March 6th, the text started changing to the symptoms that she was having. She also ended up getting a sinus infection in the middle of all this, and James ordered her some antibiotics. He's like, do you want me to order you a Z-Pack?
Oh, that's what was so nice about having
it. And she's like, yeah, please. And he's like, done. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, because that's not cyanide. He can get that. Well, I guess he can get cyanide just as easily. Yeah, so
apparently. Apparently, you can just get cyanide on fucking Amazon.
Doctor.com or whatever. I don't know. Whatever fancy website they use.
Yeah. It's on here, but I'm not going to give it to you. You guys don't need to be fucking ordering cyanide. No, because Mother's Day is coming up, and I don't need to be fucking getting...
getting cyanided.
Adriana's going to go to McDonald's, get me a large strawberry shake, and here go, Mom.
I'm going to bring home a smoothie, and you're going to cry at me.
One time, I was so sick with pneumonia. All I wanted was a strawberry shake, and you know when you don't feel good, she I asked her to go get me a strawberry shake.
The ice cream machine was down.
It's always down. She brought me home a strawberry smoothie, and I cried.
I left. I was like, I'm just going to go. This doesn't seem like my problem anymore.
I felt bad the next day.
Okay, Mom. Whatever you need, bitch.
You know, you can sit here and cry in your own fucking tears. Yeah. I had pneumonia. I was dying.
You were crying.
I had to deal with your ass crying for 16 years at that point. Shut up. You had to cry with me. I cried one time.
I cry all the time.
She still does, and she's 26. Where was I?
Jason.
Yep, Jason. I'm making up names. So while she was staying at the hospital, she was texting him updates, and he acted like the concerned husband, offering to help where he could and trying to help diagnose her as well. You're a fucking dentist.
Stick to the mouth. Fix a cavity.
Yep. Do a crown. When detectives looked at James' Google history, people need to learn, if you're going to Google shit, it can be found.
I'm fucked. Like, I Google everything, well, so I'd just be screwed.
I have to look up all kinds of shit for this podcast. I'm fucked. They're going to think I'm a serial killer.
Cyanide.
I'm like, oh, if anyone ever looks at my Google history, I'm going to prison for 17 life sentences.
I'll just get put in an M1 hole.
Yeah.
Like, she's clearly mentally ill.
We will all be at the state.
She has 17 mental cancers. We need to help her out.
She does. If she sneezes, she's got a cancer.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
It's something we're working on with her. She'll call me. Mom, I got on the internet. I'm like, okay, what cancer do you have this week?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes, one time she had testicular cancer, so that's we're still trying said. To figure that
that's
one
what
out.
That's what I said. Like, all right, I guess that's it.
I'm like, I've changed diapers. There's no testiculars down there.
Testiculars.
Any Hoosiers? What, you've never heard that?
Any Hoosier.
Any Hoosiers. When detectives looked at his Google history, they were not shocked at all to see searches for how many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human. And is arsenic detectable in an autopsy? Absolutely it is.
Yep. Well, how much arsenic should I give my 175-pound wife? Like, Jesus, dude.
February 27th, he had ordered arsenic metal 99.999% crystalline metalloid 10 grams for $13 off of Amazon.
You could get...
Apparently.
That's so cheap. I'd kill someone, too, if I could do it for
I'm guessing that is what caused the first hospital visit, because it didn't work.
It wasn't very strong.
Yeah. Then he started Googling again. Top 5 undetectable poisons that can show no signs of foul play.
Try again, James.
And how to make poison.
Oh, my God.
And top 10 deadliest plants.
So he's just, dude's just going to fucking go to the Amazon, dig up some plants. Like, this will kill my wife.
Yep.
Make a tea.
When he discovered potassium cyanide, he watched a video that stated cyanide is hard to detect and that is often too late by the time doctors figure out what is wrong.
It does have a fast half-life.
Yeah. It does. What is wrong with the patient? He ordered the cyanide and had to fill out a form before he was able to complete the purchase. He was required to provide the reason he needed the item. He responded and said he was performing a craniofacial reconstruction and wants to see if the chemical will help with the layering of alternative metals. He provided his license and number and work email. It was then overnighted to him after he supplied that information. Now, he tells that company it was for professional use, but then he had Caitlin, he was expecting a personal package. You suck at being a criminal.
Yeah, just try one more time to do this right. Like, you did nothing wrong. We're nothing right. You did it all wrong.
You fucked up from the start.
Get off the internet, dude.
Yeah, or go to a library. Use that.
Try.
While going through his emails, investigators found...
He told someone.
found emails between him and another woman. Karen.
No.
Dead serious.
God damn it, Karen. Does Karen know that the wife is dying?
And her name is K-A-R-I-N.
Oh.
Yeah. And gee, who didn't see... who didn't see this fucking coming? The emails were intimate and sexually explicit.
Oh. Mm. Does she know about them?
Oh. My question is, who the fuck emails?
I mean, if you're cheating, you can't text.
Snapchat?
They're 100.
They're my age.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't have Snapchat. Neither should grandma, if you're listening.
Your great-grandma.
I know.
That's what.
The old motherfucker is going to get off of Snapchat.
My mother and my grandmother all have Snapchat.
Yeah. So. None of them know how to use it.
No.
It's kind of a fucking nightmare.
It's hilarious.
Love you.
Mom, they're talking shit. So, yeah, this is not 2005. You know, try Facebook. Fuck, Facebook Messenger.
I don't know. Email, I mean, email's just incognito, I would say.
So is Snapchat.
Not really. People always do on Snapchat.
Oh, well, I don't fucking know.
Because the messages disappear, so that's like the go-to.
Well, he should have at least deleted this fucking email.
Now, well, he Googled arsenic, so yeah, I mean.
He's not the smartest. Now, remember, Angela was in the hospital from March 9th to the 14th. Interestingly enough, Karen had flown into Denver March 8th and flew back to Austin, Texas on the 10th.
So he's just like, okay, my bitch is coming.
I got to get the wife out of the house. Drink this, babe.
That seems aggressive. Like, it does. I'm sending you on a masseuse massage vacation. No, I'm going to kill you, bitch.
Babe, I need to go to a dental convention.
Do something. Try a little. You don't got to kill her.
Yeah. I was like, that's fucked up. There was another flight that was bought on March 4th that was for the March 16th through the 20th, but then March 15th, she was in the hospital dying. So so he tried it again.
What a fucking twat.
Yeah. James had emailed Karen to let her know something that had happened to Angela. And Karen responded that she is sorry for him and wished she was helping him and not pulling him away. She stated she knew it had to be so hard with what he's going through and she wanted to be there for him, but did not want to mix it in with his family and friends and pretend to only be a friend when there was so much more between them.
So he knows about the wife.
Yep, she knows about the wife.
Does she know about the arsenic?
I don't think she does, but fucking...
Yeah, your wife is dying. Rip.
Yeah. I don't want to be known as just a friend, so I don't want to come be there with you.
You got to tell people I'm your mistress.
Yeah, you got to tell people I'm your side hoe.
Fucking Karen, you're too old to be acting like a fool.
Yeah. Detectives spoke with a member of Angela's family. I believe it was her sister. The name was redacted, but later on they forgot to redact it and it said Tony. So.
Oh, hey, Tony.
Yeah, I think it's her sister. Who said that Angela and James had a tumultuous relationship. He had had multiple affairs with several women. Okay, this guy is not a catch.
Yeah, why wouldn't she give him the divorce?
If you guys look at this motherfucker, he's not anything to look at either.
He's a fucking whore. Leave him.
Yeah. And he had told Angela he had been addicted to porn since he was a teenager. Approximately.
Yeah, let's marry and have kids with this guy.
Yeah, six of them.
Yeah, six of these hoes.
Approximately 5 or 6 years ago, he had drugged Angela.
You know, Angela, I'm not trying to victim blame, but use your head. Leave.
He had given her an unknown drug so that he could go into the bathroom, give himself a lethal dose of something so he could kill himself. James told Angela he drugged her so that she would not be able to stop him and save him.
James sucks.
I call bullshit.
Yeah, James is a butt.
Yeah, he drugged her and either had his way with her or drugged her so that he could have another woman come over and not have to worry about Angela for a couple of hours.
Yeah, why don't we just stop James?
Mm-hmm. I do not buy for 1 second he was going
to
try and off
no,
himself.
No, he was trying to get, well, he was trying to off himself.
Yeah, he was trying to off himself. He was trying to do something, but it wasn't trying to kill himself. There was a text message sent from James to Angela that did not make sense to detectives until they heard that piece. It said, given our history, I know this must be triggering. Just for the record, I did not drug you. Okay.
Try again, James.
But you fucking did, you
He's
piece of shit.
He's a lying sack of doo-doo.
He's a lying liar who lies. Angela had said she was going to leave James several times over the last 16 years. James always had a way to talk her into staying. Angela had said he had run the practice into the ground and had recently went to Vegas and gambled away over $2,000. I cry if I lose $20.
There's not one redeeming quality about James so far.
No, not even one. He's a piece of shit. When James updated this family member on Angela's status, he told her that he would not allow hospital staff to conduct an autopsy. She begged him to reconsider. She told him that if it was something genetic, they could prevent one of the kids from getting sick. He said, since they could not figure out what was wrong with her while she was alive, he was not going to allow them to continue to poke her after she was dead. Well, sweetheart, it's not up to you. There are two different kinds of autopsies. The one they are talking about is a clinical autopsy. That is done at the hospital. Yes, it is completely voluntary. But in this case, it is being looked at as a suspicious death, so it will be a forensic autopsy. It will be done at the coroner's office. You have fucking absolutely no say in the matter. Shut your fucking mouth.
Ha ha, James.
And the coroner did, in fact, do an autopsy. Angela's cause of death was determined to be acute cyanide and tetrahydrozoline poisoning. That is the main ingredient in Visine.
Yeah, I was just going to say I've watched several lately with Visine, so yeah. I know exactly what that is.
With subacute arsenic poisoning as a contributing factor.
Yeah, well, James.
I shouldn't have to mention this, but her manner of death was ruled as a homicide.
Well, she, yeah. Fucking James.
Fucking James. March 18th, 2023, Angela was pronounced brain dead at 4:29 p.m.
Oh, I broke this immediately. R.I.P. Angela.
On the same day, a warrant for premeditated first-degree murder was issued for James. She fucking broke the microphone. Kylie's gonna be mad at you.
She could suck a duck.
Angela,
I'll just hold it.
Yep, just hold it. You have to do a better job than that. Angela's buried at St. Simeon Catholic Cemetery.
She's Mormon.
I thought, yeah, I was like, she's Mormon. But maybe her parents are Catholic. I don't know. At James' filing of charges hearing, the district attorney added a second charge for solicitation to commit tampering with physical evidence. His bond was set at $10 million.
Golly. That's a fucking really big one.
I know. If he gets a bondsman, he only has to come up with 10% of that. I'm not doing the math on that. The next court date is August 13th of this year. I do not see how he would not be found guilty.
You fucking put me through this not to give me an ending?
Yep. Because I knew Christ. You don't like to have them not be done. But you know he's going
to
be guilty
as fuck. Can he be sent to death? Do we do that here?
Nope.
I hate it here.
Polis took that away from us.
Why can't we just arsenic him?
I'm okay with that. Why don't you sneak into the prison?
Hey, I can get it really quick from Amazon.
Yeah, just order it on Amazon. He's currently at the Arapahoe County Jail.
He's not even in prison?
Not yet. We've been there.
Well, oh, it's dirty in there. It smells like pee.
That's every jail, honey.
So bad. Like pee. That was the only jail I've been inside of.
Yeah, they all smell like that. There's not one that doesn't smell like that. So when he is found guilty, because we all know he will be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Angela leaves behind 6 kids, and the youngest looks to be about the same age as my grandson.
Aww. Like a normal-sized one? Or?
Yeah, normal-sized. My grandson is like a... He looks like a 9-year-old.
No. No, he doesn't. Because I hold his hand across the street. It's like up to my shoulder.
Well, you are the average size of a 9-year-old.
Okay. If I were bullying me.
You're 5'1".
I am 5'2". How dare you?
Oh, my bad. I didn't realize you grew a little.
I did.
When did you last measure yourself?
Well, I was living here, so. Hmm.
And who measured you?
Father. Because he said I was doing it wrong. Because I said I was 5'3". I'm not.
I didn't think you were.
Yeah, 5'2".
My dad is 5'4", and you're a lot shorter than he is.
Yeah, thanks, Papa, for that. Fucking thing.
Yeah. I'm assuming you didn't do your sister's job, and...
No, I was going to, but then I was like, there's so many, I don't know which one she's done or not, so I just didn't.
Oh, well, you suck. Well,
no, I didn't. I did look one guy up, and, oh, that's what it was. Okay, so I didn't write anything down, but I did read an article.
Oh, I've read one. I read one once.
For the dumb criminal.
Okay.
I don't know his name.
Okay.
I can find it. It's in Wheat Ridge.
Oh, it's here.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I was like, okay. Okay. So, the guy stole $8,000 of Milwaukee tools from a plumbing store.
Those are cheap tools.
Yeah. And no, well, yeah. But he, anyway, someone called the cops on him. And the cops didn't see him yet. They just looked around. And so they see a car parked outside. And they're like, hey, car, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm waiting for someone ordered an Uber. This guy ordered an Uber as his getaway car.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And they were like, well, what's his name? And so they gave him his name. I'll give it to you in a second. Okay, his name was Jose.
Jose.
It doesn't give a last name. But he told the cops that his name was Juan. Because they were like, hey, man, are you waiting for an Uber? And he's like, no. And so he's trying to run away. And they grabbed his backpack. It's all the Milwaukee tools. And then he said, well, your Uber is over here. And then they got the real name from the Uber guy.
Juan.
Yeah. So it wasn't that great, but that's what I got. Kylie is done, and which one she hadn't, so I was like, I'll just...
We don't get many from Colorado, so...
Oh, I was just like, this one sounds funny.
It seems to be she loves Florida.
Well, I think criminals like Florida. Stupid criminals.
She loves to
like that Floribama Shores show, yeah. That's like all of Florida, so they're all just dumb and...
Yeah, that's how he died out there.
There was just a raccoon in your yard running around. He just ran that way, down the street.
Oh, yeah, it's getting to be twilight.
So. It's a raccoon!
Okay.
How you say raccoon.
Oh. Well, that's all I have. Do you have anything else?
I think so.
Well, thanks for coming by, Adriana. I'm going to be setting up a P.O. box because Kylie's birthday is next month, and if you guys want to send her a card, I'll get it set up so you can send her one.
You didn't do that for my birthday.
I don't like you.
Oh. Fair enough.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Bye.